Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, we thank God for you. At this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States, this is Sunday, and you know what it means at this time. Those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it is Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all of you that's listening far and near. Once again, may the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. All glory and honor and praise go to our God. He is truly worthy to be praised and to be glorified. And let's lift him up to the rightful place that he should be. Amen. And so I once again thank God for this day. Thank God for all of you that once again has been tuned in to listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And, you know, I just, you know, looking at the times, the things that is happening, and just thinking to myself earlier, you know, the Lord show hit it on the head where he tells us about these days and what things that's going to happen. And definitely, people, it's been happening just like the Lord said. And we need to see this as a time to get more prepared in Christ, to come closer to him, because people, we're not going to survive without him. And you guys are seeing the confusion that Satan has planted, the seed of confusion that is growing, okay? This transgender, homosexuality, lesbian stuff has just gotten out of control. And, you know, as we have said many times in the broadcast before, you know, your faith is going to be challenged. We wouldn't really, you know, really know how to exercise it if it wasn't no challenge. So for those of you that think that you were just going to say hallelujah in the church service and do your dance and fall on the ground, and that's going to be your routine for that day and go home, now you in reality check time, people. Your faith is going to be challenged. And some of you who like to dodge confrontation, the day for the come, you're not going to be able to dodge it. You're going to be addressed about your faith. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? Especially when they bring these sinful issues to your attention and asking you, what do you say? And see, I've been looking at, over this course of time, how many so-called Christians now have been compromising more. They either afraid to speak up or they compromising and giving in. And they are even encouraging or saluting even people that are doing ceremonies that's honoring Satan. Okay. And now I just listen to how that, for example, the gospel music world is caught up in stellar awards and Grammys. I mean, you know, come on. I thought it was supposed to be our glorifying God. See, the gospel music industry, that's what it is. It's not so much as a ministry now. It's more just an industry or business of making money. And since gospel music was not looked at as making much money, this is why many of them are collaborating with the secular world to get more popularity, to make more money. So now you see a lot of selling out, compromising, and amen. I think about in this day and time where I was going to go that route into gospel music. But now that I think about it, I thank God for the things that he showed me, because people, I might have been caught up in it, or I might wouldn't last long for, you know, some of the stuff I say, okay? Because, you know, looking at it and see where they going, the way they going with it, I'd be like, no, this ain't of God. And you see people like Ty Tribbett, who went on a type of rant one day, did a social media thing on it, how the music industry are. But the amazing thing about it, he wouldn't come out and tell specific details, which kind of tells me that either, you know, the music industry, he's letting us know that it's more demonic and evil than what he's letting off. Because now you got the high secrets. You talking and venting your frustration and your anger, but you're not speaking of specific things that's happening. Things that you're talking about, where they wanted me to do this and do this one. What was the ungodly thing? You know, so, you know, this is what we're seeing. I just been looking at this, people. Transgender. Now you ain't got the, you can claim anything you want to claim by mouth, and now it's looking like that they're accepting it. And people, you got to understand something. They, you know, they tell you, well, you ain't got to put no gender on the birth certificates. You ain't got to claim no gender now. You got to see this confusion that Satan has been planting, okay? See, back in the days, you know, you had people put in the mental hospitals because some of them said they're a goat or they're a dog and start barking like it. But now the way we're going, you ain't got to claim no gender. We're heading to that, to a point where they're going to have to release people out of the mental wards, because for the simple fact is that now they're going to make that a norm. You can claim to be whatever you want. You know, you can see where that, for example, that fictional sexuality, where you could get married to a hologram. What kind of stuff is that? So people, the times are upon us now, and this is what the Lord is talking about, and this is why he told us this way ahead of time, okay, telling us to get prepared. And so some of you who like to dodge the confrontation, I'm not trying to call you out as a renegade Christian, but, you know, you like to dodge confrontation, and I understand. It don't feel good. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it feel good, but, you know, I'm telling you, your faith is going to be challenged. If it ain't been challenged already because you've been dodging things for a while, it is going to be challenged. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, brethren. Shalom. Amen. To everyone that is listening. And to all the people in every place, we say unto you, Shalom, Yeshua Mashiach. Well, to all the mothers in particular, we honor the Lord Jesus. And to all through the saints, and to all people in governments, and all people in various parts and difficulties, we pray, Shalom is for you. Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus, the giver of peace and the prince of peace, is for you. Find that peace. So, hello, everyone. And I just want to share with you this important information from heaven. There will be no peace among the nations anymore until Jesus returns, the Prince of Peace returns and returns. There will be pieces being withdrawn from the nations in Revelation 6. So you'll not see nations getting together. They'll print paper and say, let's have a treaty of peace, but there will be no peace among nations anymore until the Prince of Peace, Jesus, come and reign once and forever. So how y'all doing there? Blessed Mother's Year and all the, I hope the mothers are getting good treatment from their children and grandchildren.
Yes, sir. And
so we do salute and motherhood is one of the greatest callings and gifts there is on the earth. Motherhood being a special assigned gift to produce not only people and men and leaders and preachers and apostles and businessmen, to raise them, to hold them in their womb for 9 months, shaping their lives. In the 9 months that the mother who has the child, and in that 9 months of development in the womb, the mother in particular is shaping and impacting that child's life and legacy. So mothers, you have a great assignment and calling. In fact, it's probably the highest regard and respect that the Creator makes. He gives the mother the right to receive from the father production of a life. And she has that 9 months, the mother. And the real mothers need to understand their calling and their importance in shaping a nation by the lives and the lives that they produce. So thank God for the mothers and the grandmothers.
Amen.
Oh, I got it. We can't leave the grands out, because the mothers, some of them wouldn't make it if they didn't, if the grandmother wasn't there. The children wouldn't know where to go if they didn't have grands there. So thank God for those. I especially talk about the family structure, how the grandmothers can play a vital role in the children and their destiny. And so thank God for the whole year, and celebrate your mother every day. So, and give glory and thanksgiving, because some people have a grand gift of having a precious grandmother that really blesses and helps their lives. And then some children are born into families where the mothers are not really, really ready to be mothers. They're born in some terrible situations for mothers that are not ready, unfulfilled, are not capable. So I feel for those children, and I pray for those who give birth but who are not prepared to be parents. So, because that's a great responsibility and a great calling, being a mother, it is producing or being a part of producing the next generation. And out of that generation can come some of the greatest people and children to shape the world. Some for evil, some for good, some for the kingdom of God. So thank God. I am blessed, and I was blessed. I call my mother a gift from God. Now, everyone can't say that particular. Some families wish they could get out of there and change mothers, of course. There are situations that's intolerable that children are born into. But anyway, Jesus knows how to get over and surpass those children who were born for special reasons, special callings. John the Baptist had a special calling at appointed birth and special significance to affect the whole world. And so his mother, Elizabeth, and the greatest of mother was Mary, at a very early teenage, was called to give birth to the very Son of God, Jesus Christ. So all of the grandmothers and those of us who are surrogate mothers who step in to help the children, I give them, because many times it takes the aunties and other people step in to help the mother in raising the children. Because a lot of times the father is not there, or he runs away, or he's killed, or he's taken away. So thank God for the grandmother. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just have given me the grandmother that I have. I couldn't order a better grandmother than the grandmother on my mother's side. Her name was Minerva Lee. And a grandfather, the gift from God, Daniel Lee. And my God, I'm grateful for all of those. And my mother and father, I couldn't order a better two. So I just appreciate and honor that, the gift that God gave me. And I remember that even though they're not here, they're gone to be with the Lord. And I'm grateful for that. I'm happy about that because they love Jesus and their hearts were with the Lord. So, okay, how y'all doing there in the special healthy water state. Somebody's living in a state where they have special healthy water. Sister Anderson, commend you, mother, grandmother, and great grandmother. Are you a great grandmother?
No, sir, not yet. No, sir. I've already told them no more babies. No more babies.
Oh, wait a minute. No more babies.
No more babies.
Many times, oh, yeah. And many times they want to put a lot of responsibility on the babies raising so they can keep on going what they're doing and say, oh, hey, y'all, grandma, take care of this. No, hold on now. You brought them in the world now. Don't try to dump all that on me now. You brought
them. That's right.
Sometimes they want to go a little too far with that stuff. Oh, don't you love your grandchildren? Yep, I love them.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to take care of them.
Yes, sir.
You're there to help school and bless your grandchildren. But sometimes these kids, they think that it's your job to raise their kids that they produce. You know, they want to school. Some of them, they get young, have children at a very early age, not married or something. Well, you helped me. I didn't help you to get them.
Amen.
So don't be crying. I should be sad. But sometimes they have to face the truth. They be crying, look, help you. Didn't you think about it when you, what do you think about when you having them? Did you think that you're going to be void of the responsibility to take care of them? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes, you should figure it out. You should figure it out when you're having them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you have to bring them to the hard truth with love and make them see that if you're going to have children, which is a sacred calling. Now, people don't understand that parenthood and motherhood is a sacred calling and calling from God. And people don't understand that. There's a covenant to producing the next generation. Now, the devil got so mad that he want to turn things around. He want to kill the next generation. So he already, in America, has killed 80 million babies.
Mm.
I hate to bring that on Mother's Day, but, you know, you don't want
to
sadden the note. We don't want to sadden the note and put no, you know, casserole on note. But we have to shame America because the next generation could have some of the greatest prophets, the greatest preachers, missionary, engineer, scientist, chemistry in the next generation, inventors of medicine, of healing, and special on the voice of those babies could have been some of the seed and the word, the seed of God, and the devil didn't want them to come forth. And
Amen.
So I got to shame America and the other nations. I got to shame them. I can't let them go away thinking that they're going to silence God by killing all the babies because God's going to have his way in the wind. And you ain't going to stop God from getting his program because you're trying to Satan like he did in the days of Jesus, try to kill Jesus, try to kill Moses when they were little babies. You know, stop deliverance coming to the earth. Stop it. The voice of the seed of deliverers. Satan want to stop and change the gender and start cloning people in his likeness. So anyway, Blessed Mother celebration all year long. Wouldn't it be wonderful if your children and grandchildren would celebrate you all year long?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Why don't we start a new trend? Instead of celebrating and honor your mother and father, let's start doing it every day like God intended for us to do.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Let's honor the Lord Jesus every day, just like he intended for us to do.
Amen.
And isn't that right?
That's right.
Special days are okay, but let's remember to honor him every day. Honor your parents.
Amen.
Honor your husband. Honor the wives. Every day. Don't wait till the end of their life and want to honor them. Do it now.
Amen.
Why not do it every day? I believe that will change the world. I think that will change the families. And it makes changes that are positive. Amen. So mothers, those that don't know how to be mothers, and those that don't want to be mothers, please don't go playing with sex. It's supposed to be about fun. And sex, come up with a life, and then you want to run. I said, when they're doing it, sex is fun, but then when it comes, they want to run. The next door, the father out the door, and the mother, I don't want to have no children. Well, fun was fun, but it produced a life. Now, the fun is just beginning. I said the child is here, so the real fun is just beginning.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for all of you today, all of the women. Now,
amen.
Can these other people, can they have children if they have that operation for change from a man to a woman? Can they have children?
No.
Produce children? Oh.
No.
So they can't produce children.
Cannot produce.
Wow. What's up, Mr. Devil? What's up? I don't want to get... What's up, Mr. Devil? What are you doing? What are you trying to do to the world?
Mm-hmm.
He says, as it was in the days of Noah.
Yes.
As it was in that generation of Noah before the flood, the devil was up to the same things he's up to today.
Amen. Amen.
What was he doing that was so deadly that the Lord God said to the Son of Man has come up before me, the earth is great, and I cannot let it go on any longer. It saddens me. The Lord God said it grieves me that I made that man, because now I have to destroy, and it grieves me. The Lord's heart was broken. He was sad that he had to bring judgment.
Yeah.
But he could not. There was a specific reason, several reasons, why he could not endure that generation. He said, I got to destroy all flesh. And there was a particular sin and an abomination that the Lord had to destroy all flesh. Anybody know what part of that fourfold sin that they were committing? Anybody know why? When the Lord said, the flesh of all sin of all flesh has come before me, and he said, I got to the end all flesh. Anybody know what it's about, that he had to destroy all flesh except Noah and the eight souls that were in the ark?
Well, the scripture talks about that they were married. They were given in marriage. It was homosexual going on at that time, too. And pardoned.
But it was something more deadly than homosexual, though. That's what people don't understand. It was not just that. Another kind of sin, why he said, I got to end all flesh.
But they had turned their hearts away from God, and it was continued evil in every imagination.
That's right. But what was this particular evil? It was an evil that God could not tolerate any longer. It had reached a part. But it was a particular thing that's not, people don't understand why he says, I have to destroy all flesh, everything that's living. What had become polluted? What was the pollution that he could not allow or permit? But anyway, but we are thankful to the Lord Jesus that today, through the cross of Calvary, that all of the sins and iniquity of man can be dealt with. if they would come and receive the redemption that was planned before the foundation of the world. No matter what man probably does, it only speaks about two unforgivable sins in the Bible. But most people are never going to be in that stage anyway. But all iniquity and all sin and abomination can be brought to the altar because Christ died for every sin and iniquity except. Now, we have grandmothers and we have mothers. So isn't that a great calling?
Amen.
Well, nobody's seen that. He said, hallelujah.
Amen.
To produce the seed of the earth.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. But thank you, Jesus. Now, in the Malachi, what does Malachi reveal to us in the fourth chapter? Malachi has only four chapters.
Mm-hmm.
About a condition that we exist similar when he says, behold, the day cometh that to burn as an oven.
Yeah.
And all the proud and the stubborn are rebellious. The day cometh. Now,
mm-hmm.
are we in that day?
Yes.
Malachi, so are we in that time frame? Are we
yes,
in that
yes.
generation?
Amen.
Behold, the day cometh, or the time
yes.
period, or the generation. The day
Amen.
Cometh, and it's here.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
And we're in it.
Yeah.
It's running like an
mm-hmm.
oven now.
Yes.
But the oven is not seven hot time hotter yet.
That's it.
Wow, but who survived the oven?
Mm-hmm. The upright, the just, the faithful, and God. That's going to have to be Meshach and Abednego.
Yes, Mr. Abednego, Mr. Shadrach, the fire just only did great things for them. It performed to show who the true and living God was.
Yeah.
It refined their faith, and it testified who was the king in the nation that put, was that Nebuchadnezzar? But anyway, the Lord is getting ready to testify to the kings and rulers and the nations of the earth in a mighty way, just like
mm-hmm.
he did in the days of Mr. Shadrach and Abednego and Daniel. He's getting ready to show himself mightily in the eyes of the nations of the earth as he did in their day. He's going to reveal and manifest in such a way that even Nebuchadnezzar, your God, told Daniel, and Shadrach, your God, is God and the
His
only God.
Amen.
He had to confess.
Amen.
Now, here's a heathen king, Babylonian king, Daniel. Daniel served under Persia and Babylon. In the first 30 years of his life, I think, he served under Babylon. Babylon was overthrown by Persia, the nation we
mm-hmm.
call Iran today. And under those two heathen kings, he was under
mm-hmm.
them. And he became the chief advisor. Now, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys now... The Lord God is about to, what we call, show up and show out to the nations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he said, I'm going to use Daniel, Shadrach, and these fellas to reveal myself to these heathen people. And that Nebuchadnezzar had to admit, and all of them had to admit when they saw a third What a fourth man in the fire. When
Amen.
The human boys were in the fire, They saw a third, a fourth, what, another man walking in the fire.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I see this. Now, why did he say, I see the Son of God in there? How did he come to know that, a heathen king, to make that confession? Jesus was not born in the world as of yet, as a man.
Yeah.
But he saw another person, and he said, is that not the Son of God, or Son of Man, walking in the fire with them?
Amen.
And they were having a good time in that fire.
They was
ready to be used to testify to the great, one of the great kingdoms of the world, Babylon. And from then, Nebuchadnezzar and all the people had to respect the God of Daniel and the God of Daniel.
Amen.
So the Lord is getting ready to make these nations respect. He's about to get some respect. He's about to reveal himself. He's about to get some respect in these nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, thank God. But I now live in a nation that dishonor and disrespect God, the Lord, the living God, Jesus Christ. And when you disrespect and dishonor, and today we're honoring mothers, and we're honoring what they're called to do as parents, and the assignment that God has chosen women to produce some special kids. Not only some all flesh, he has chosen certain women to give birth to special children who have a special assignment in the earth, who are predestinated, called to do a special thing for the Lord. Similar to that. Jeremiah chapter 1 says, Jeremiah, I knew you before you got in the mother's womb. Don't get excited. I knew you before you was formed in the mother's womb. Now, how did he know Jeremiah before he even got in the mother's womb? Because he sent him in the womb. He released him because he had a special assignment on the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many of the people have not only an assignment to come to Jesus as the Savior, but they have a greater call than just coming to Jesus as Savior. They have another portion, which is called a special assignment and gift to the nations of the earth.
Amen.
And they have with them what is called a special mantle, and they have a special anointing and gift given to them. Just like Daniel was born for that purpose, Brother Dre's, the apostle in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, who received the angel's message, was also told by the angel, for this reason were you born.
Yeah.
And he constantly reminded Brother Dre's, when the angel would come to him with the word of the Lord, he said, don't fear, man. Don't worry about the things you don't have no control. This is your calling, to be a scribe and receive this word. And you were born for this purpose. Were you born? Now, Brother Dre, he was a special chosen vessel to receive the angel message. And he said, he was revealed to him that that's the purpose he was born for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was special chosen before he was born in his mother's womb. So now the devil got some children too now. But I ain't going to get into that. We ain't going to mess with the devil today. We're going to give him a break, a little break. Not much. Amen. Because he might get by himself if you give him too many breaks. So mothers and daughters of Zion, the Lord God has said in 1 Corinthians 12, to all, everyone that's born of the water and the spirit, ye are the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's something he says in 1 Corinthians 12. Ye are the family of God. And then he says, you are members in particular.
Yes.
Amen.
Everyone that's sanctified in Christ, born of his spirit, into the spiritual kingdom of God has a particular hand of God in their life, but then there are areas where the Lord raises up people like Daniel and John the Baptist who have special callings and a special
yes.
mission, predestination
Amen.
Of God. Now,
mm-hmm.
ye are yes. my sons and daughters, Romans said, ye are. Then he elevates the New Testament saints, ye are my sons.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in Romans, he gives you a different position. Ye are heirs
yes,
and
yes.
joint heirs together.
Mm-hmm.
Now get this now, because a lot of people don't understand what that means. You're not only called and chosen, but you're made sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, they were not sons and daughters.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
They were his chosen people. They were his chosen
Amen.
Called people, but they
mm-hmm.
didn't have sonship.
Amen.
They didn't have the Holy Ghost living inside of them. They didn't have
Amen.
Christ revealed in their
Amen.
Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies was not the temple of the Holy Ghost. They had to go to
Amen.
The temple to see the presence. They had to build
Amen.
The temple to see his presence. Only the prophets and the judges and the priests had the Holy Spirit upon them, not in them,
yes.
but on them
mm-hmm.
for a little while
mm-hmm.
to do the office of God.
Yes.
But the
mm-hmm.
Lord said in New Testament, we're to have the Holy Ghost upon us, but
yes.
the greater thing, he shall dwell in you and you in him.
Amen.
And walk in you and live in you and do
mm-hmm.
the work.
Amen.
There was not a man, power and anointing upon him greater than Moses that walked the earth.
Yeah.
The second man that had the mantle of anointing authority was Elijah
mm-hmm.
and Elisha.
Amen.
The coming of this messenger coming today is likened unto Moses and Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
But the power
yeah.
of Moses and the power of Elijah has not really been fully demonstrated because there has
mm-hmm.
not been a people ready to receive it.
Amen.
Prepared to receive it.
Yeah.
So right now, the Lord is urging us to get us ready because the angel keeps saying, prepare those to those that prepare, they shall receive the greater power. Now, what is the preparation that the Church of Christ and all the other people around to receive the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Well, he explains
mm-hmm.
that in the message, as well as explaining this in Joel and in the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is called the latter rain, has not fully come.
Amen.
Didn't say it hadn't come in part, but it has not fully come. Didn't say that people was not receiving a portion, but it ain't fully come. Then said they weren't receiving certain types of anointing in measurement to do the work God called them to, but it has not fully come.
Okay.
It has not fully been manifested.
Mm-hmm.
In some parts of the world, like Asia and Africa in particular, there's a greater manifestation of the Holy Spirit to those nations. Why is it so? You go in Indonesia or India or in Russia, all these nations under oppression by demon gods, you'll find that the Lord is pouring out his Spirit and gifts in certain measures greater than most of the United States.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, you can go to Africa or one of the other nations and Russia, and you will see the report where there are quite a, well, I would say a lot, but more people are being raised from the dead than any part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't hear that much in America.
Amen.
And that's the reason. You hear, because we're receiving what Hosea says showers.
Amen.
New showers.
Amen.
We're receiving showers because America is and the church world has not come like they did in the Azusa Street on the day of Pentecost. Now, on the first Pentecost, in the book of Acts,
yeah,
where the Church of Jesus Christ or the People's Church was birthed or born in this world, Jesus said to his disciples, which was numbered 120,
mm-hmm,
because he said that the reason that he said, and the women. Because in, you understand, in a Hebrew Israel culture was almost totally different from a Western culture that we have today. So when you look at them, don't look at them like this culture American and think like they think, because it's totally different. You have to understand why cultures make a difference in people's lives. If you were born and raised in Iraq, Iran, under that culture, or in Russia, or in the Chinese, under that culture, totally
mm-hmm
different.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, when he said, go to the upper room, and they were waiting, the women,
mm-hmm,
why did he leave the women out? Y'all have no part with this woman. But it says, with the women.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean they're about to partake of this too? Now,
yes,
notice that the apostles who were the chief officers in the kingdom and ministry, on the day that this first event took place, they were all together.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, don't be surprised there were some children there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible does not give you full details, a lot of stuff.
Amen.
It does not give you, the Bible that we have only have certain books,
mm-hmm,
canonized. But there's much more was revealed that's not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in what we call the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Now, when they were there for what? 40 days, I think, what is it? 40 nights to 40 waiting. They were gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting.
Yeah.
I said they were seeking, expecting, waiting, and pursuing. Now, while they were there, they were doing three things. Expecting the promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for the promise. Pursuing the promise. Yearning for the promise.
Mm-hmm.
And at times crying out for the promise to be fulfilled. Now, 40 days later, after Jesus had went back to heaven,
mm-hmm,
because it could not happen while Jesus was on the earth. And there's a reason,
amen,
why it could not happen when Jesus, as long as he was on this earth. He said, I must,
yes,
go away,
mm-hmm,
or the comforter will not come. Now, notice what he said, John 14, if I don't go away, the,
yeah,
comforter will not and cannot come.
Amen.
Go away. I will send him.
Mm-hmm.
He will come. When I get to heaven, it's time for him to know it's time. Go. Now, here's where the confusion comes. No, I can't explain this in a short time. I tried to explain the points about this, why this day is now have arrived again, what we call the third day, where the third latter rain is nearing. We're in the church part, which is called the are called grace, the church age. And now we're coming to the period where we call the kingdom. That's why the kingdom of God has to be preached before Jesus comes. Now, you know, when Jesus said it's a sign that one of the great last signs that has to happen, this gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 24, and 14 or 12, this gospel of the kingdom, not a gospel.
This gospel.
Amen.
Gospel of repentance and life and this kingdom gospel. Well, this gospel of the kingdom must come and be preached in all nations before I can come.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, that hasn't happened yet, but it's people are preaching Christ, but they're not preaching the fullness of the gospel because they don't have the fullness.
Amen.
But they do have the gospel of life, repentance, and sanctification, and Sabbath. They, yet there is another piece missing that has to go into all the world before Jesus can say, now it's time for me to come.
Yeah.
That part is missing, and the reason it's missing because Jesus said Elijah must first come and restore all things, Matthew 17. Now, what is that so important? Because every prophecy, every promise concerning Christ's second coming must be fulfilled before he comes the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And one cry and one part of his plan is that Elijah must come and restore. Now, notice what it says. In the book of Acts, it says, as the apostles and the disciples all gathered together in the upper room waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus said, wait.
Yeah.
Wait upon the promise. Now, all the way through the history of the Church of Jesus Christ, and now we're down to the last generation. How do we know it? Because there's probably about, I don't know, 10 scriptures that verify that we're living in the last generation. I mean, that's over 10 or 12, 13 scriptures, even more, to tell you that we're living in the last generation before Christ comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about the day or the hour. Because people say, the first thing, you know, nobody knows that. I said, I'm not talking about the day or the hour. I'm talking about the generation.
Yes.
No man knows the day or the very hour.
Amen.
No angel don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baptists don't know that.
Yes.
The day or the hour that he comes. But he said, I shall continue to come, and I'll be with Christ when he comes.
Yes, amen.
But he gave us another part of the information. He doesn't give us the day or the hour, but he gives us something else about the time frame that he shall return. The time frame, called the nearest season, that he only gives it to the saints and it's not given to the world. Let's see. The outpouring, the greater outpouring, the greatest outpouring for the harvest of the earth of millions of people has begun. I didn't say what season it's in. I said it has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Something is happening that had never happened back until the day of Pentecost. Thousands of people that's living under a regime, a culture called Buddhism and all kind of ism, under Chineseism, communism, thousands of them are being vivided and now being vivided in China.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of them. Into the now millions of them. This is a well-kept secret from the world. Mm-hmm. Because they are called the underground, because the underground church in China,
mm-hmm.
the church that is not underground is in South Korea.
Okay.
Now ask yourself, why is the largest church, Christian church in the world in South Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, but the largest church in the world, hypocrisy, is in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the three of us largest Christian church are in Africa? Okay.
Because men of the children of Israel are there.
The children of Israel are there in many of these nations. And they're there. Many of them are there. And children of Israel are many of them. Remember, they're scattered in all the world, and they're being gathered, and they're being mm-hmm. revealed. And there are a lot of children of Israel are in the African people. Mm-hmm. And Ethiopia, the Philistine Jews, the brown Jews, they found them. They're the oldest group of Israel that they have found. And
mm-hmm.
why did they find the oldest group? In Ethiopia.
Right.
They date back to Solomon.
Solomon. Mm-hmm.
The other Jews in Jerusalem, they can't go back to Solomon. They can't trace back to Solomon. The only group mm-hmm. who's authentic, they found them in Ethiopia, brown and black Jews, who can
mm-hmm.
trace their heritage, their
Amen.
Language, their culture, and everything back to mm-hmm. Solomon's day.
Amen.
Now, the European-looking Jews, which we, you know, they look, they're light-skinned, but there are more brown and black Jews in
mm-hmm.
color
right.
than European-looking Jews. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about color now. Because a lot of people get hung up on that. Israel
mm-hmm.
is made of multitude of mixed people.
That's right. Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
the only one you basically see is on TV is the European Jew. And so when you look at Jews, you think that they only make up light-skinned people, because that's the only people you see on TV. I know they don't lack it, but I don't care if they don't lack it or not. You don't make me no difference. I'm just telling the historical facts of things. But the gospel is the power of God and the salvation of the way we look at it. And I said the gospel of Christ, it don't make no difference how you look at it. That's the only deliverance. That's the only redemption.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make no difference what color you are. You are a sinner lost. I don't care whether you're Jew or Gentile. I don't care whether you're Chinese or Atlantic. You're lost, and you have to get the blood.
That's right.
Amen.
No
Amen.
Jew, not Gentile, can enter into heaven without
mm-hmm.
the blood.
Amen.
Now, they can say that those Jews, they can get on TV talking about the Jews are God's chosen people, and that's true. But the Jews can't get into the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They can't enter that gate without the blood. I don't care what they say, what they preach to. But they better tell them about the Jews. They tell the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah, and he's the only gateway, and they have their eyes open, because
mm-hmm.
none can enter that's not redeemed by the blood.
Amen.
The blood is the only thing that God accepts. Ephesians chapter 4, Hebrew 9. The only thing, ticket, one-way ticket.
Amen.
So now, the time has come for the beginning of the greatest move of the Holy Spirit upon the earth. Now, you look at Isaiah, tells us that. Hosea tells us this. Even part of it is in Ezekiel, and Daniel tells us it. But mostly Joel, the prophet Joel, tells us that. But even Moses spake about something about this day. So here
mm-hmm.
we're nearing this time, what we call restoration.
Mm-hmm.
But did you notice what he said? The restoration of all things.
Amen.
So something has to be lost for it to be restored.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It needs restitution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming. The earth, everything. So what is God going to restore that need the earth needs the most?
Mm-hmm.
So what did Jesus say to his disciples before we even, what would the earth need the most? What the thing that's going to turn the tide on all that's happening in the earth? What need to occur? What event?
Mm-hmm.
What particular event will have to occur before mankind can be liberated from this awful darkness in the
mm-hmm.
earth?
The great outpouring of the
priest.
If that doesn't come, the devil and sin will wax worse and worse and worse and worse until you think there is no peace. Don't you see in Chicago, they're just killing the kids, they're going crying, and they're just killing every day, policemen, kids, mamas. Down here in Chicago, they're doing this. I mean, every day, the 10 get killed one day. 10 got shot there, what, yesterday? And they're mostly young people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are in certain neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not afraid to tell it.
Amen.
And this new mayor of Chicago, he better wake up.
Amen.
And smell the roses, because a lot of this coming from the people in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to help our youth? That's why I tell, as we close, the mothers and the families have got a great calling, because these children come out of these families. Everything come out of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The mother has a great calling as long with the father in the home, because that's
Amen.
Where the root of the problem
Amen.
Is.
That's right. Amen.
And
Amen.
Anybody was own up to it in the newspaper,
Amen.
Trying to put it all on the police, trying to put on the diff, put on
mm-hmm.
that, quit that jump.
That's right
mm-hmm.
now.
With that nonsense.
That's the
truth.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Own up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can correct. Own up so you can correct.
Amen.
That's why I give God given honor to the women that know the importance of parenthood and those children that they bring.
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So as we close, I want to say to all the people in every nation, especially out of America, beyond America, because that's my, where my heart is mostly, those people who are suffering much
mm-hmm.
and need the gospel and hungry for the gospel. See, America is not really hungry for the gospel. No,
mm-hmm.
they got gospel preached, but they're not really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Tell it like it is, the majority.
Amen.
They're not really hungry.
That is true. Amen.
They're not really hungry. Not hungry.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
mm-hmm.
Amen.
We got to get a hunger in us.
So true.
Mm-hmm. The cross of life, it's got to get a hunger in it. All of the Christians
Amen.
Have got to get a hunger in.
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, a real hunger.
Amen.
A desperate hunger on the out of the inside caused the deep to be broken up.
Mm-hmm.
It caused the deep to be broken up.
Amen.
Caused the that's the thing that's gonna turn the world upside down, like the early apostles.
Mm-hmm.
A band of group of men that Jesus sent out turned the world upside down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, it's so good. That we shared today, I was tending to go another way, but I had to. I guess I did go that way. So tomorrow, hopefully, the Lord will plant grass. So you sisters can't prepare. I don't know what assignment the Lord put on y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So because you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Love you and all the saints around the world. We're praying for you. Jesus is Lord. You can call on him now and say, come, Lord Jesus. You don't have to wait on nobody. You can wherever you are. Know that he loves you and died for you, and he said you ask and seek him, he will come. You can invite him into your life, into your situation,
Amen.
And you hunger after him, and he will come and make himself known to you. In Jesus, he surely will.
Amen.
See you tomorrow night, beloved.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the blessed broadcast. As my brother said, tomorrow night we'll be back at 7 p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you listening. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.